Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and a lot of people will say, thank God it's Friday. I don't. A lot of people say, thank God it's Friday. I don't say that shit because I don't have no control. I have no self-control on the weekends. I forgot the microphone, so I'm sure it's being recorded. I can see my voice is being recorded. And it's not going in the red. Well, it just went in the red that time, but so I'm being recorded, so I know you hear me. And I'm out here early in the morning, so you see the sun making a shadow on me. I notice all that stuff. But anyway, Mr. Scale told me 222.0 today. Waking up. Considering the times and what I'm going through, whatever that means, whatever what I'm going through means, it could be, you know, my fairly recent quitting of, nicotine and how I want to replace that stimulation with something, and I'm using food to do it, because that's when really the weight just took off. When I quit smoking Black & Miles, that's when my weight just took completely off. Smoking Black & Miles, I was able to get down like 195. And I do attribute that to the nicotine. To have a stimulate, something to look forward to after work. To have something stimulating like that. And the fact it would do something to my metabolism to just to kind of shut me down. So I'm just not like, you know, not bored or bored eating. You know, I could smoke Black & Miles and it would bring me down. I could just sit there in a daze, kind of in a stupor almost. So I got to replace that. And I've been doing good, working in storage. I went in the storage, went through my stuff. I got to be at least throwing away at least 100 pounds of paper. I have got to at least throwing away, or will be throwing away maybe 100 pounds of paper. Just stuff I just didn't need that I kept. And then over the years, I realized I don't need it. And even going through my father's stuff and seeing the stuff he kept over the years. Now, some of it you do keep, you know. Some of those receipts and some of those things you go, oh, you know, and you keep. You know, a lot of the family stuff I keep. I kept all the birthday cards, especially ones my father sent me, birthday cards and Christmas cards my father sent me. Kept all them. You know, all the stuff. Basically, one of my triggers or whatever I would say, criteria was if it was handwritten. If it was something that was handwritten, I would keep it by anybody, you know, because that would show something. And a lot of the bills I got, I'm going to go ahead and shred since we got free shredding at work. You know, it just got my name and address on it. And I'm not too much worried about that. But when they start talking about these financial numbers in there and accounts and account numbers and all that, even though they're blocked out and they're safe, but, you know, shredding is free. So I'm just going to go ahead and take it down there and get it shredded. But I went through a lot of papers, just throwing it away. And I'm able to find some of my work, my early work that I've done, my early research, a lot of my writings. I wrote a lot. I wrote and documented a lot, and I still got all that stuff. You know, I think I got me weighing myself as far back as 1999 or so. Actually, daily, me weighing myself daily. I think at least before 2000. I know I got 2004 at least. At least I got 2004 because I wrote the year on it. I probably have to go back and probably use Google or AI and say, what year did January 3rd fall on a Wednesday? You know, it'll tell me. And I can figure out, you know. Because I just put the month and the date for all these weigh-ins that I did. There's all kinds of stuff. There's good stuff. And reading back through some of my philosophical musings, not much has changed. not much has changed. It's been refined, and probably a little bit, you know, straightened up, made more poignant, or more focused, or phrased better. But it's pretty much the same. It's pretty much still all about Jeffrey. It was all about Jeffrey back then. It's all about Jeffrey now. And basically that self thing and all that kind of philosophical self-happiness, happiness. This was 20, 30 years ago I was writing this stuff. And then eventually find objectivism, which I don't want to say clearly states what I was trying to say, but aligns very, very, very much with my thinking. Aligns incredibly with my general thinking. Now somebody already plot this out, diagnose it, strategize it, come up with arguments and discussions about it at the highest level. Highest levels of intellectualism. Ayn Rand. But all that's there. My drawings. I drew a lot. My drawings are in there. Artwork, art, not artwork, but museums and art and stuff that I, you know, went and saw. And plays and events I went to, tickets, all that stuff. You know, I get to, it's good to go through all of it. It's good to go through all of it and see, you know, what I've been through or relive it. So that could be fun. Maybe I could go back. Maybe I can go back into storage tomorrow. But the whole idea is to keep moving, to keep, don't get lazy, don't get stagnant, but basically just don't eat too much. I guess I could get lazy and stagnant, just don't eat too much. Maybe, and I don't have anything to eat after work today, even though there's stuff in there I can have prepared, that it may not be the healthiest or the most weight conscious stuff. So I might have to shoot the routes after work, which would be something good to do, you know, to get out. Maybe, because I never get out after work. Go to Ralph's and get a bag of lettuce. Maybe go after that or think of something relatively low in calories that I can snack on. Hopefully if I could just snack and not have a dinner, because yesterday, sure I had a salad, but that damn salad was probably had the same calories as a goddamn In-N-Out burger probably. In-N-Out and fries. I mean, when I got through with it, with all the dressing, stuff I put in it, cheese and blah, 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 you know, who knows how healthy and unhealthy that damn thing was. So I gotta think of something like that. Maybe go get my carrots and celery. I like my carrots and celery. I bought my carrots already cut up in the carrot sticks. Sure, it's a little more, but it's easier to eat and it seems to taste better than to get raw carrots where I gotta shave myself if I shave them. You know, save a little bit of money. But, you know, it's just better to have a fish like that bread, spend the money. I can afford it, especially if I'm a consumer. Especially since if I'm a consumer, spend the money and consume it, whereas having them damn things sit in there and just go rotten after a while, you know? So I just got, so that's what's on my mind now. And this whole thing is all about it not being easy. It's really not all about, but one of the key points I want to make is, it's not easy. It really, really is not easy. It's a challenge. It's a worthy challenge. Because it's my health and well-being and the way I see myself and the way I view myself. So that's a big deal. And I look around and I see a lot of overweight people. I see a lot of obese people. And I don't want to be that. I think that doesn't seem the way I want to put it. Even though it's true, I don't want to be that. It's not the way I want to put it. It's more a deeper kind of, I don't want that for me, or it's not healthy. It's something I want to avoid. Not because I don't want to be, you know, what they are or what that is. It's more health. It doesn't look healthy. I want to be healthier than that. Something like that. You know, not that I don't want to be that. I just don't want to be unhealthy. It's something that I want to be, and it's not that. It's not like I don't want to be that, which it is, but it's more so, it's something that I want to be, and it's not that. It's the opposite of that almost, okay? It's like the opposite, the antithesis. Hey, Mr. Squirrel. Pretty sure that was a squirrel. I'm guessing, okay? I'm guessing that was a squirrel. So, we're out here on a Friday. I'm like getting up early, 7:30 a.m. I like that. Yesterday, I was a little bit tired, though. Yesterday, last night, it may be catching up with me. 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm ready to go to bed. 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm like, oh, it's too early. I guess not, though. Then I did the math. I'm like, yeah, I can go to bed now. Since I get up at 7:30. And I tell you what else, too. I went to bed a little bit early, but I slept all the way till 7 o'clock. I don't think I woke up in the middle of the night or anything. I slept hard. I slept good straight till 7 o'clock. And that was good. And I feel good. And also yesterday, I had sinus pain or whatever. I almost started getting a headache. I took my Sudafed. It didn't work. It may have helped, but it didn't work. I took Tylenol. It may have helped, but I still had that, you know, in my head. So, I don't know. It just, and then I look at the weather. Sure enough, supposed to rain tomorrow. A few days before it. I saw that the humidity went up to 89%, so I'm gonna start looking at that. Could be the humidity. Maybe I should go. When I go to storage, I'm ready to pull out that air purifier. Let that air purifier run in the room that I'm sleeping in constantly. I may do that. Because I do like to sleep with the window closed, especially in the wintertime. And but now I can sleep with it open because I like a little bit of air, but because it's between the buildings, a lot of noise. You can hear a lot of noise in people in other apartments. Because it's like, you know, a building right on the other side, so the sound gets trapped. But, you know, I just like diagnosing things. I just like diagnosing things in my life. Like this morning, I was laying in bed early. You know, I woke up about 7, didn't have to get up at 7:30. So I'm just, you know, just surfing and doing stuff. And I saw where webcams, prices come down. Or the next generation has come out. And the generation that I was looking up to, my next generation, you know, of my model, Logitech. I'm just going with Logitech. Them cameras at work. This camera looks so damn good. At work, this camera looks so damn good. I don't know if it's the lighting, and if it is, I'm gonna improve my lighting. That's the thing I wanna do too. I have an LED light. I might hang it. I always thought the light should be like facing me, you know, like projected straight at me. But I may just take some light and hang it over me and see what that does. I may take light and just hang it directly over me and see, you know, what that does. Because I had that LED light. And I kind of did that. I put it up way up high so that it really wasn't facing at me. It was kind of almost facing down. And it kind of worked. It wasn't in my face. But, you know. Why I want to do that, I don't know. I love doing this stuff. I love doing that. Making videos, just making them better incrementally. You know, over time, naturally. It's like a natural progression of the quality changes just from experience. You know, just out there, you know, getting better while I'm doing it. Not so much worried about, oh, I can't put it out the house because it's not perfect. No, I can't, you know, put this out now because it's not ready. You know, I want to, when I put it out there, I want it to be the best. And I want people to look at it and see it's the best. No. The best for me is the intellectual content and words. That's where I have my confidence. What I'm saying is way more important than the video. But it's fun and technically fun for me to work the video. You know, so I do that. It's technically fun for me to work the video. So I do that. And I enjoy it. As I'm out here. Then I figured out how to, you know, I said, hey, on these walks. See, all that evolved. It evolved from one point to the other. I said, well, I'm on my walks. You know, it started me just talking to my phone on these walks. I should go back and see when I first started doing this. I should look for the videos when I first started doing this. I know I got videos of me doing this where I was using the Samsung earplugs. Everybody used them. People use them on real podcasts, quote unquote, real, like professional-ish. You know, real podcasters be using those, having those earbuds hanging out their ear, you know, with the, you know, the white ones, the look like the OEM earbuds, wired too, hanging out their ears. Because I guess you do want to have a monitor. I guess you do want to have a monitor and not have, because usually they're talking to somebody who's remote and you don't want to have their voice in the room and the microphone picking it up. So, and they don't wear headphones. You know, some people wear headphones, but I guess those little earbuds are enough. I might try that just to see. Put them in my ear. But I like over-the-ear headphones because the music that I'm working on and the quality of the music that I like to play or whatever, I like it to be high. So, you know, that's that. And it's OBS Studio. I'm going to find OBS Studio. Oh, I should go back and see when I first got OBS Studio and all that. That'll come, you know, over years. I'll be going through my stuff and I'll say, oh, this is when I first did it. Remember I was walking? I want to go back. I really do want to go back and see when I first started doing this and how I started doing it. And how many years now, I guess, I've been doing it. What format I was recording it in. You know, I may have been using the native video camera app in the phone. That means the files would have been huge. But so, I can go back and check that out. You know, I do love doing this, don't I? I love talking, I love tech, and I love talking. And like I said, I was going to do my philosophical stuff and my school stuff and all that stuff. I've been into this for a while. And as I look back, I may have been better back then than I am now. I may have been better. Some of the stuff I've said and written, I believe the quality of it is better than what I am now. Just maybe even the style. With the quality, it was deeper, more involved. You know, I went into greater detail of exploration and summary and all that for some reason. But I feel that I am better now than I was then. Maybe because I did all that groundwork, all that, you know, research, study, learning, and experience of all this stuff. Because I've experienced some stuff. I'm piling on that experience. Meaning, like my experience in museums and travel and documentaries and going to see people lecture, just all of that, you know, hearing people's philosophies from across, you know, different people's philosophies, news, just all that. Just piling it on the experience. And it's good. It's good. I forget what time I set the clock for. I think I got like 3 minutes before I got to turn around. If I want to be back home by 9, so I can get the car and go see a financial advisor. See, I get the doggone flip cam and I never use it. I'm gonna use it now. Takes a while to flip, but I don't mind. Probably gives it more of a cinematic, you know, anticipation. Can I call it that? Can I call it that? Not much to see here. Probably not much to see on this walk, period. Not like I was when I was in Times Square, Central Park. All that experience, Central Park experience, DC, you know, even going to Salt Lake City, you know, Paris, Berlin, all those places, Beijing, all those places, all that adds up. All that adds up. And I probably take it for granted, and I probably should take it for granted. I probably shouldn't dwell on it and realize how maybe monumentous or how prestigious that is. I should just probably just treat it as normal. Keep going, keep building on it. Don't get caught up in the celebration of my past or what I've done. Just every now and then go back and say, hey, New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans. I don't want to be late. I could probably keep walking up and finish my walk to where I was supposed to go, to where I usually go, but I'll cut it short just so I can be comfortable getting back home. You know, jumping in the car and getting to where I need to be by the time I see it, even though I haven't heard from him. If I walk up in there and he ain't prepared, I'm gonna be pissed. And I'm gonna subtly let him know that he wasted my time. After I sent him an email, I can see myself now going, here's the email. Blah, 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 blah. In fact, I should pause and check it. I should pause and check the email just to make sure. When I walk in there, I don't want no bullshit. Even though a little bit of bullshit might be fun. And I was telling my boss too, supervisor, that, you know, people ask me what's going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm cool, I'm this, I'm that. I'm just set, you know, I'm just good, great, just appreciative. And I'm sitting there, I said, you see how relaxed I'm sitting? How relaxed I am. And I told her that, you know, I don't have any obstacles. There's no obstacles. I'm getting kind of bored with it. And I was saying, yeah, that's why heaven don't work. And she was like, yeah, but that's why people, they'll create their own obstacles or drama if it's too pleasant. And that's when I said, yeah, that's why I always believed that heaven won't work the way we can figure it now. If it's too good, too easy, too predictable, too smooth, we're not cut out for that. We're not cut out for that. We need something. We need to have something. Yeah, I'll make sure it turn red. But it's recording. Anyhow, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. Forever elementary particle has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe. If it was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Hypothesis of all is one. And yesterday I was going through my stuff, going through the theory of universe stuff. I was seeing the pages and stuff I've written, how I built it, how I built my theory of universe. I've had theoryofuniverse.com for a couple decades now. And I see how that was being built, how it formed, how it came together. And I also saw how all my web pages, how P-Funk 1 first started out. The first P-Funk 1 page. Very first one. When I put it together. Not rudimentary, but I had to learn all that HTML. I had to learn all that back in the day. It was fun. It was really fun. The first one, the first P-Funk Online, the BBS, my bulletin board, where people would dial in, you know, way back. And this was before the internet. I saw a receipt for a 2400 baud modem. Oh my God. I think I saw a receipt for my 33.K modem. And I had a receipt for my 56.6K modem. Ooh, I thought we was rolling back then. Getting 56.6K dial in. We was rolling. Anyhow, theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.